The Last Kingdom by Bernard Cornwell. Read by Jamie Glover. The law, we are told, is what makes us men under God instead of beasts in the ditch. But the law wants compromise. The law thinks money will compensate for loss. The law fears the blood feud. But I am Uhtred, son of Uhtred, and this is the tale of a blood feud. And of a woman and her father, a king, Alfred, my king, who hated me. This story begins long before I met Alfred, when I was 9 years old and first saw the Danes. It was the year 866, and I was called Osbert then, for I was my father's second son, and it was the eldest who took the name Uhtred. My brother was 17, tall and well-built, with our family's fair hair and my father's morose face. The day I first saw the Danes, we were riding along the seashore with hawks on our wrists. There was my father, my father's brother, my brother, myself, and a dozen retainers. I also remember that day as beautiful. It was autumn, but the sun shone and the seas were gentle. The cliffs were thick with the last growth of summer. There were seals on the rocks, and a host of seabirds wheeling and shrieking. We had left the fortress in the forenoon, riding north, and though we carried hawks, we did not ride to hunt, but rather so my father could make up his mind. We ruled this land. My father, a ealdorman Uhtred, was lord of everything south of the Tuatha Dé and north of the Tyne, but we had a king in Northumbria, and his name, like mine, was Osbert. He lived to the south and did not bother us. But now...